Good morning. It's 846 4CA live entertainment, particularly for our friends in Victoria and New South Wales. It sounds like a bit of a foreign subject, but here in Queensland, and particularly North Queensland, we've just been so lucky. Still tough for so many artists, but at least some great opportunities. We've got coming up this weekend, that big event in Mareeba. We've got the Savannah in the Round. But just in a couple of weeks' time, just around the corner, 22nd through the 24th of October, a headlining event here in tropical North Queensland. It's the Tablelands Folk Festival. Joining me this morning to find out a little bit more about this year's event, Festival Director Michael Hodgkins. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Murray. Good morning, listeners.
Nice to have you along. I tell you what, 60 acts, and especially in this particular climate, I'm not talking about those colder climes of Yungaburra, but with what's happening in the world, particularly at the moment, I tell you what, you've actually done remarkably well to get 60 acts up on stage there, Michael.
We've been working very hard all year. It is a feather in the cap of our volunteers and our committee itself to actually put this together.
Now, look, some of the big names, particularly Queensland bands, and if you're a follower of folk music, Jeremiah Johnson, you got Kaladad, 8-Ball Aiken, the Mareeba Boy, Zumpa, Coalition from Kuranda, but 60 acts all together. And look, I've got a particular interest. I'm going to kind of throw this curveball at you. Tell me a little bit about Woyaya. I believe there'll be choirs as well. You name it at this festival.
There will be. This year, just to expand on that a little bit, our theme for this year is Plant Seeds and Sing Songs, which is the International United Nations year of. So we always take that on board and try to gear our festival around that theme. And so singing songs, that's we've got a whole, I was going to say menagerie, but a whole list of different singing choirs, Bella Cappella from the Tablelands. We've got a men's choir, secret men's choir, they call themselves. Woyaya was the one you mentioned yourself, and they can number up to 60 people, not quite that many coming for the festival. And then we're going to, they're all going to have a couple of workshops, and then on Saturday afternoon in the community hall, we're going to have a mega choir. So they're all going to be in there, and they're all going to participate in an hour of entertainment for us.
It sounds like it's possibly even a little bit experimental, but with the sounds that I know some of the choirs that you're putting together, I've a feeling it's likely to work, Michael, regardless of which way it goes.
We've done similar in the past. We actually have brought up a choir master from Brisbane. She's a wonderful musical director, and she was able to do workshops across the Tablelands, teaching each choir that she met a different part, and then they all met together once at the festival and sung their parts, and it was just mind-boggling, unbelievable. This opportunity for singing songs, we've got a variety of acts coming as well, the Salty Sirens, who are shanty singers. Shanty sessions have become a thing since YouTube, or the thing from England where the band got together, and they're all over Australia now, these shanty singers, but we've got gospel singing, other sessions that will just join in and sing along, sort of music books being handed out to people who don't know the words, that sort of thing. All weekend. So that'll be in conjunction with everything else that's happening.
Now, look, I understand the tickets are selling very, very fast. You can basically get a weekend pass for the 22nd, 23rd and 24th of October. Now, look, what about accommodation? I should imagine with some of the bands and, you know, of course, the number of people that are coming to the Tablelands for this folk festival, some of your typical commercial accommodations probably pretty hard to get at this stage, I should imagine.
Most, I would have to say, would be very difficult to get. There are still some B&Bs, I believe. But we actually take over the Memorial Park, which is about 300 metres from the centre of Yungaburra on the Barine Road. And we use the oval at the front of that, or the back of that, I should say, for our camping. We still have some room there for people who want to bring a tent or a caravan or an RV or whatever they desire. Even the caravan park down at Tinnaburra, that still, I believe, has some vacancies.
Okay.
There's one in on the way to Atherton as well. So there's still opportunity, but not really, as you say, in the commercial the houses, yeah.
And that's great that you've also got those camping facilities, because I understand they'll possibly more for the performers, but they've been basically open to the public as well?
Yeah, they're definitely open to the public. We outfit them with our own ablutions, so there's plenty of showers and toilets, and we make it as comfortable as possible, and people often comment that it's a good thing and that they would come back again, which they seem to be. So it's a great thing. Yeah.
Look, for people that would like to get tickets, get online, check out the Tablelands Folk Festival. It's the 22nd through until the 24th of October, a fantastic event of fantastic music for the weekend, some beautiful sounds, planting some seeds as well, and, of course, in the beautiful village of Yungaburra, so much cooler than the coast, so it's a great opportunity. Looking forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a great weekend. Festival Director from the Tablelands Folk Festival, Michael Hodgkins, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Not a problem at all, and come and help us celebrate our 40th birthday. There are some-